Yeah, I'm congested a little bit too. Today's date is January 19, 2006. The time on my watch is approximately 10:20 a.m. I am Detective Charlie Carrier of the Town of Palm Beach Police Department. Present with me is Detective Nick Caristo of the Palm Beach Police Department. We are at present with your date of birth is. You are a licensed massage therapist, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, I have explained to you our purpose of being here, is that we are conducting an investigation involving a subject you may know as Jeffrey Epstein, who has a home in the town of Palm Beach. Obviously, through our conversation, you are very familiar with Mr. Epstein and his assistant. Before we begin, I'm going to raise your right hand. I see you raise your right hand. You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, in your own words, could you describe to me how you met Mr. Epstein?
I actually met his girlfriend, Ben, first. And she got into the house, and I talked to her first, and then she said that we were there, and met him.
Okay. And where did this meeting occur at? Okay.
Approached me and said, waiting for help, can you answer the phone, that kind of thing. I was apprehensive at first, but I was like, oh, fine. I went over to your house just to check it out.
Okay. What were you being paid, more or less, to answer the phone?
It was $20 an hour.
$20 an hour. Okay, so that's a decent money, especially for college students.
Yeah.
You know. You mentioned to me earlier that he helped you with your studies, financially with your studies. Would that be at EDAC or would that be...
No, that was from the massage school.
The massage school, okay. Once you acquired your massage license, once you became a licensed massage therapist, that's when you began providing massages for Mr. Epstein?
Right, like before, like I said, I was kind of helping out and learning. But once I was licensed, then it was like I
was
to really
start
doing it, so
we
only more often.
Okay, so you provided like...
You know, like the little teaching, how to put massages, and like just getting really used to and that
kind of thing. Okay, and you basically practiced or got your training hours?
Yes.
Okay. I'm familiar with the hands up that. I guess it's the School of Arts over there in the military. I guess where you have to have so many hours, clinical hours is what they call it, I guess.
I don't know how it's about.
Okay, but it's
like
similar. Yes. What they call training or hands-on training.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You mentioned that you did massages for other people in the house as guests.
Yes.
His assistants.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And you provided also a massage for Jeff, right? Massages for Jeff, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also do that.
And also Ms. Maxwell, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There was no other male that you provided massages to at the house?
No.
Okay. Explain to me, in your own words, how you would be notified to go and do a massage.
It was different. It wasn't like a regular way how I found out. It was just, he was telling me to call me when he was coming. You know.
Before he got here or after he got here?
Sometimes his secretary comes from New York and says, hey, Jeffrey's in your town this weekend. You know, are you going to be available? Or then maybe someone would call me, hey, we just got here, I think tomorrow morning or something like that, you know. So.
Okay. So you would go over and provide the massage. Can you explain to me if anything sexual occurred during the massages?
Sometimes, not every time, but sometimes, yes.
Okay. Would he utilize the vibrator slash massager during the massage?
Sometimes.
And what I mean by that, would he utilize it on himself, or would he utilize that on you as you were providing the massage?
Both.
Okay. Where would he... Would he... Did he ever touch your breast?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you touched your buttock?
Yes.
Did you touch your vaginal area?
Yes.
With or without the panties on?
Usually,
I always say panties on. Okay. And when you touched your breast, were you topless at that point?
I guess now I think about it, there have been times when I probably did take a shirt off, but typically no.
Explain to me about the rubbing of the chest.
He was just asking me to rub his nipples while he did the deal.
What do you mean by it? The deal, you mean masturbation?
Right.
Okay. I know that some of these questions may be, and I know you're an adult and it was consensual.
We've never talked about it to anybody, so.
I understand. And I know this may be a little difficult and embarrassing to talk about, but trust me, I've talked with a lot of people, and these are just pretty standard questions that I've been asked. Did he ever masturbate you while you were doing a massage?
No.
No. When he was touching your vaginal area, did he ever insert his fingers inside you?
No.
No. Did he ever insert his fingers in your buttock?
No.
Okay. What would you wear when you were providing a massage?
Nothing. Just a towel.
Just a towel?
Mm-hmm.
Were there times that he ever removed his towel?
Not completely.
Not completely?
No. It was the one who was masturbating, he still had it on.
Okay. So he never exposed his penis to you?
No, not. I never saw sex with a penis, but, like, it wasn't my favorite, yes. You know what I'm saying?
I know. It wasn't like arrows pointing
back.
Okay. Have you ever received gifts from Mr. Epstein or any of his assistants?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of gifts did you receive?
I've gotten he had sent candy on Valentine's Day. He'd sent 10 necklaces for Christmas. But also financial gifts in terms of helping me out.
Financially?
Yes.
Okay. He's referred you to other people?
Just that one time.
You mentioned before you rented a car for you?
Yeah.
Your scooter broke down?
Yeah.
Did he help you buy the vehicle you're driving now?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, but there was nothing inappropriate or anything like that that happened without your consent or your knowledge?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, well at this time I'm going to go ahead and conclude the statement. The time of my watch is 10:30.